Good evening. This is James of the JBP Show, and we are coming tonight with some more information. I've done a little research, and I've gone through everything across the old interwebs. And as everyone knows, they already shot it down. They shot it down over the coast of South Carolina. They say it's somewhere between like 6 or 9 miles off the coast, so still within our waters. Apparently they've been pulling the wreckage all day long and yesterday. I saw a couple of feeds on TikTok of people who are taking photographs of this stuff, getting loaded onto boats and onto Coast Guard boats being brought back to the bay. this whole entire thing has been very... I've been trying to take it with as much of a grain of salt, but with as much, you know... seriousness as possible, because I want to be able to do everything in the middle, right? I want to be able to make sure that I'm not jumping to conclusions, so I'm doing my research right now. But you know, we got the spy balloons destroyed, you know, but it's too late to do anything. I mean, you're way too late to gain any control or to control the situation, you know, that we've now created with China. So, attaboy, we brought it down way, way too late. I mean, anybody today in the United States of America can sit here and say, if I was president, I'd shoot that balloon down before it touched the Aleutian Islands. I know for a fact that if it was flying over, and it apparently went through or went around Japanese airspace, because, you know, We recognized that it was there over there. We knew it was over there. We saw it. So anybody would have shot it down before it even got to the Aleutian Islands, I'm sure. If anybody in this United States was the president other than who we have now. And then the false claims of, I ordered them to shoot it down. Yeah, you didn't order nobody to shoot it down. You knew this shit was in our airspace way before it even touched our airspace, because there's no way that nothing... Are we kidding right now? Turkey shoots down Syrian jets that get within, you know, a mile and a half of their fucking airspace. It was in... Or 7 miles within their airspace. I mean, it was literally a minute and a half of flight time before they shot it down. Are you kidding me? You didn't tell me we didn't know been flown around the United States for 4 days? 4 whole days. But anyways, we know what's happening. We know what's going on. But I want to talk about what this does for us as a superpower, what this does for the rest of the world, what I think. Okay, remember, this show is opinionated. So nobody, I don't expect anyone to come in here and fact check me unless I say something that's actually like, okay, it's part of an event and I got something wrong. By all means, let me know. I'd be happy to correct myself. And as a matter of fact, if you go listen to some of my previous shows, you'll find in the last one, I believe I corrected myself before I even, you know, I edited it and put it in there before I even posted it. And you'll see it if you listen to it. I even gaff on myself. But I want to talk about what I think this shows to the rest of the world, not only China, you know, where we stand on what just happened, right? But before we dive in, I want to talk about some things in the timeline, okay? President, you know, I'm not even going to say that. I don't want to get on the level of Hannity or something like that, but Joe Biden, he's not my president. Joe Biden decided on day one, within the first couple of hours of his presidency, he was going to sign 73 executive orders or 70 plus executive orders. And right out the gate, within the first year, Israel gets attacked. Right? And all you watch is the Iron Dome at work. What do we do? Nothing. What happens next? Ukraine gets invaded by Russia. Just minor incursions on the East Coast. What do? Nothing. Then they go in and they start taking over. And they start actually a war that's been going on for almost a year. Then what happens? China starts to test waters off the coast of Taiwan, you know, with naval air force, with the Navy and the Air Force running, you know, strategic training events and stuff like that all over the coast of Taiwan and all over the international waters in there as a show of force. They move into the airspace here and there. Taiwan reports that. You know, China sends a threat to Nancy Pelosi's, to shoot down Nancy Pelosi's plane when she was going to Taiwan. And now you have this Chinese balloon. So you have five massive, dramatic events that have happened. Oh, no, hold on. I missed one. Sorry, the botched pullout of Afghanistan. Don't let me forget that. I apologize. Okay? The botched pullout of Afghanistan. Before Ukraine even happened. It was Israel, then it was Afghanistan, then it was Ukraine, then it was the Chinese naval and air force training events all over the coast of Taiwan and north and breaching into their airspace, and then they sent a threat to Pelosi and talking about shooting down her plane if she flies into Taiwan, but didn't do it. And then you have this Chinese balloon. Here's what we do know about it, okay? We knew it was in our airspace. We knew that when it was over Japan. Again, Japan reported it. We knew it was over Canada. We knew when it was over the Aleutian Islands. Where was Trudeau at? He didn't say nothing to the Canadian people. They probably didn't even recognize it. And if there were any recordings, I'm willing to bet that their Secret Service went and shut down and removed all everything off of their internet so that we couldn't be seeing it from over here, so there was no way to track it. I'm willing to bet. Shadow banning everything. Right? Where was the communication at? Why did I'm not even going to say the American people at this point. Why was the Earth's population blindfolded to this? The American community, the American population, the Canadian population. Why were we blind to this until someone looked up in the sky and posted it on TikTok in the United States of America, and then it went viral, and then all of a sudden the Biden administration has to answer for this. Then, I gave an order to shoot it down. One of the headlines was like, President Biden orders balloon with apparent, spy equipment on it to be shot down, but Pentagon vote or tells him no. You know, that was one of the headlines. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I started reading into it, and I'm like, this is insane. There's no way. But this is what happened. You know, why did it remain hush until someone pulled their curtains down around the whole thing? This was a psyop. This was complete. This is 100% intentional. 100% intentional. They meant to do this. The CCP meant to send this balloon in the air, and they meant to send it right over Japan. They meant to send it right through international airspace to the Aleutian Islands. They meant to send it straight across the United States of America, right over our ICBMs, right over our strategic airfields, right over our long-range bombers, right over our long-range nuclear bombers, right over some of the most, like I said, the most strategic bases that we have in our military. And we're just supposed to act like it's no big deal. Let's wait till it gets all the way across the United States and shoot it down. When it was over Montana, I would have shot that thing down in a heartbeat. There is nothing out there. I did the math. There's 1.1 million people over 145,000 square miles. California is 160 plus thousand square miles with 39.1 million people. It ain't populated. It's not a densely populated state. There is nothing out there. And I can guarantee you that there was 80% of its travel through Montana. It could have been taken out at any point and it would have been okay. So what does that say about us? I'm not even going to say as a superpower, because we ain't shit right now. There's nothing super about us. Well, I'll tell you what it shows. I'll tell you what it says. It says that China has the full the full permission from the U.S. government, the Biden administration, to go ahead and send a Chinese spy equipment right across our United States. Right over our ICBMs, our bombers, strategic military installations. And their excuse was, oh, well, it's no different than if they had a satellite from out in space because they could see the same thing. Fucking false. It doesn't have penetrating equipment that can breach the surface of Earth, you know, of the top soil layer of the Earth. I mean, they have sonar was probably on there. There was probably some sort of infrared, deep penetrating infrared. I mean, there's all kinds of equipment. There's all kinds of spy shit to gain. And the mapping that they got, they know everything now. And then you let them have the entire rest of the time to upload and send that information back. Or what if, oh God, what if we literally go out there, collect it up, and then put it in a fucking FedEx box and ship it right over to fucking Xi Jinping's door? Oh, hey, sir, you dropped this in our ocean. Sorry. Oh, and I blew up your balloon just so I didn't look like a pussy, even though it took me too long. So I'm still looking like a pussy right now. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. Basically, this is us saying that we're just going to pull our pants down below our ankles. Not, you know, below our cheeks. They're just saying, if you show up at our doorstep, we're gonna have the door cracked for you, sir. We got the hinges have been, you know, greased and waxed. So you're good to go. We won't even hear you come right on in. The people, they're sitting in the living room watching TV. They got a good movie. They got popcorn. They got their Coke. They've got their marijuana. They have their color tie-dyed hair. They have all the piercings that they want. They can accept each other. They're just don't worry. They're distracted. Come on in. It shows an unwillingness that we're going to defend our country. It shows everybody in the United States of America that if someone were to step on our doorstep, that Joe Biden will do absolutely nothing. Until it's too late. He will do nothing. What does this mean for Taiwan? Are they safe from any further bullying attempts on that U.S. strategic ally? I mean, that's what it is. Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, these are strategic islands. These are strategic countries that are our allies that we have used for years to keep the CCP in check from trying to, you know, coordinate another world war. Trying to coordinate another, you know, Pacific War. Most people don't know. I mean, you learn in the military because you have to learn your heritage, right? In the Marine Corps, you have to learn your heritage. And when you go back and you read things about the Bay of Pigs, Guadalcanal, the Tet Offensive, all these different fucking battles where it was just the most bloodiest, senseless, just rate of attrition. The goal was, think of Vietnam. Think of Vietnam in general. It was a battle of attrition. Take this hill, come back 1 week later, take it again, take it 2 weeks later after that, then maybe a month later, then, oh, let's take it one more day later. Oh, wait, let's just sit here. Nope, let's go to this over here. Let's go to this, back to these hills. It was, the hills had numbers and they were like, you would, bloodbath. I don't think Taiwan is safe anymore. I mean, you got to put a bunch of things together, but I don't think Taiwan's safe anymore. Oh, and don't forget, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, Blinken canceled his flight to go to Taiwan to a meeting. He canceled his flight, so there you go. There's another little cherry on the cake. Well, they take the... we're rolling into that right now. Are they going to take the cancellation of Anthony Blinken's trip, as a green light in order to take action physically to take Taiwan? So, and I'm reading my notes here, okay? So I can kind of stay in a row here, in a line, because I like to go off on tangents. But, and this isn't a tangent, I'm talking about this one. So will they take the cancellation? Because Anthony Blinken went on and said, you know, hey, we're going to go ahead for the safety of myself and my team and the foreign affairs committees and da-da-da-da-da. I'm not going to go on this trip. So you threaten Pelosi's trip to Taiwan, but you do nothing. Then you float a balloon. And then Blinken cancels his trip. Why did Pelosi get the right to go there? Did she have business intentions she had to go and clean up before they took over? Was there a bunch of offices they had to burn down to the ground before they left? That way, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal. Was that what Blinken was going to do? And then someone said, hey, what are you doing? I mean, we already got this taken care of. And he's like, oh, okay. And then this balloon thing happens. Oh, perfect. Easy way out. You always look for flags, right? You look for red flags and what the government's doing. This is a massive red flag and a huge green light for China. They are going to look at that as, you didn't shoot my balloon down, you let me get all my fucking information, and then, oh, by the way, Anthony Blinken cancels his trip. Okay, perfect. I think I can get away with a little murder here. And it's convenient because China also says, you know, I didn't read the entire article, but I caught wind of a few headlines and what somebody was saying on one of the news channels on CNN. I think it might have been MSNBC I was watching at that moment. And they're saying China is saying that they have the right to rebuke for what we've done for shooting down the satellite, that China has a right to retaliate. To return the favor of shooting down an illegally maneuvered across international airways and U.S. continental airspace, a spy balloon over the entire continent of the United States of America. So we wait until it gets all the way across and then shoot it down. All the way at the end, we wait. And then China gets mad. China's not mad. They had a fucking, I guarantee you, they were both in their skiffs, and Biden called Xi Jinping, and Xi Jinping had his translator say, hey, I'm going to fly this balloon over and get some real good close-ups of all of your strategic airfields and your ICBMs and your long-range bombers. Do you mind? And Biden's like, no, that's good. Go ahead. Come on over. We'll try to make sure we don't, you know, we won't say anything to the public. We'll keep it on hush. No big deal. Oh, wait a minute. The public starts to notice what the hell's going on. Why? Because we're awake and we're paying attention to shit in life because we're tired of it. We know that there's some shady shit going on in this world. So everybody is looking and they're paying attention. Nothing is, oh, I wonder what that is. Never mind. It's, hey, I wonder what the hell that is. That don't look right. We just told China that it's okay. We'll do nothing. We won't do a single thing. Take Taiwan, take South Korea, take Japan, take over the Philippines, do your thing. We don't care. Do whatever you want. Fuck it, take over Vietnam too. I'm more interested in what this means for Japan, to be anything, honestly, because if we have actual U.S. bases in Japan, solid U.S. bases in Japan, you know, footprint, embassies. If we do a lot of business with Japan, I mean, if China takes Taiwan, okay, then they'll try to take that. I'm gonna say try. They will take Taiwan first, and then they will try to take South Korea. Well, they'll probably just storm right through North Korea. And who knows? They probably already have, and that's probably why, you know, Kim Jong Il or Un is the way he is, and he's just been this buffer between China and South Korea. And the main reason why we're in South Korea isn't really for North Korea; it's for China. But, you know, if an attempt is made on China or on Japan from China, you know, how will the U.S. military respond? Or will Japan respond to China if they try to take over Taiwan? Is that going to be the, you know, all right, we're at war. Here we go. All this training we've been doing with aircraft, you know, it's about to be an air-to-air, ground-to-ground, surface-to-air, air-to-surface, naval. It's going to be a full-out fucking frenzy. Or, if it pops off and everything gets crazy, Taiwan gets invaded and they start a bloodbath, or are we just going to pull out of Japan and say, here, you can have Japan. We'll pull the pants down around them too. I'm going to do a botched pullout like we did in Afghanistan. I bet that's probably something that happens. It's either we respond, you know, we respond to the attack or the threat, or we pull out like we did in Afghanistan. Those are the probably only two options that I see that are going to happen. But I'm more willing to say that we're going to try to pull out. Do the same thing for South Korea. We're going to do the same thing for all of our embassies across the entire South Pacific. I mean, this is going to be a bloodbath. And then, you know, let's assume that they take Japan. I mean, you only got one direction to go, and that's east, across the Pacific. Hawaii will go first. Boom, see you later, Pearl Harbor. That's over with. No surprise there. Just add some more ruins to the ruins that are already there from the last time. What if they make a move on U.S. soil? How would they do that? Because that's the real ticket. That's the real answer. You know, how are they going to come across? If they decided to come over to the United States, you know, and this is the scary part. If this balloon can sit in our atmosphere over our airspace for 4 fucking days, two days before we even found out about it, some people are saying it's been around for 6 to 7 days. Most of the reports are saying 4. Fuck it, let's assume it was here for a week. Let's say it was here for 7 fucking days. That means it was there on a Saturday. And then it was just floating around for a whole ass week up north before someone says something. I believe it was probably 4 days. I mean, this is you're just bending over. We're bending over. If China makes a move though, and if they see this as just an ultimate power grab attempt, they're gonna have to cause some serious damage to our defense system. All of our SAMs across the West Coast would have to be removed. I mean, but if you could fly a balloon over the top, the next one that comes across, which, oh, by the way, maybe there have already been two that were shot down, because there was a really weird TikTok that a friend of mine sent me that showed a Fox News alert with Jesse Waters talking about a balloon being shot down in Montana the same day that there was one that they shot down, the one over South Carolina. Now, I tried to go find this elsewhere and I couldn't find it, but I have this TikTok. I'll put it in the link, or I'll put it in the description of this show. But if they were going to do it, my best guess is they come through the West Coast. They come through California. They come through Oregon. They come through Washington. Okay. Why? If anybody knows anything about Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California, you know about the rest of the state too, probably. Well, those people, and this is why, I mean, if you're a strategist, and I'm not like a professional strategist, but I think all the time, like if something was going to happen, how would it go down, right? I do that even in my own house. If someone breaks into my back door, how am I going to get to my weapon? How am I going to defend a threat? How am I going to do this? I run drills in my mind all the time. And if I put myself in Xi Jinping's shoes, how do I come across? I land a straight up D-Day beach offensive. There's no other way about it. You move your submarines, or you use your permission to fucking be in our airspace, and you bomb every single air defense radar system that we have. Any ADRS, you take it right out. Right? No ADRS, no ADS. Air defense systems. Just simple SAM sites, stuff like that. Surface to air. You take all that out, and you run a World War II D-Day beach offensive. You come in right up the fucking West Coast, and the rest of the country would have to fucking move west to put up a massive wall and basically cut off California, Washington, and fucking Oregon to keep them, because the weakest people in our country right now are in those states. These people, California, Washington, and Oregon, their population is more worried about gender rights than the right to fucking bear arms to defend themselves against a tyranny government. Okay? They have no guns. They're completely defenseless. Canada, too. Trudeau just banned all fucking weapons. For the most part. This balloon thing is going to be our downfall. And I think it was the final test before China starts to do. I mean, or before, what if they release another virus, something more deadly? I mean, I have sources on the inside. Like I said, I've told you guys people before, I know some folks. I'm going to stop saying that soon, because at this point, I'm not going to be, you know, continuing to, as I grow in population, I'm going to quit continuing to bring that up, because I don't want to highlight myself on here. But I do have, you know, some people who are former CIA, you know, active CIA, some in the government, some in the military. There was a lot of talk that there was going to be a second, like a true second actual attack that's going to come through with another virus that's going to be the one that actually just takes you out. So the one that the vaccinated ones can actually survive against, or rather die against, because, and I did air quotes when I said survive, I'm sorry, because this is going to be, it'll be deadly to everybody, of course, that has any comorbidities in these vaccinations, which are filled with mercury and aluminum that are coagulating arteries. They're weakening also people's immune systems and defense systems. So the ability to produce white blood cells, the ability to produce antigens and all these other beautiful things that our body does to combat against viruses and bacterias and all kinds of stuff, right? And sicknesses. The people that got vaccinated are the people that are going to really die. And the idea was to push as many people as possible so that they can pull that trigger later. Now, that's a completely different story, but it's China related. So, I mean, is this, maybe they do another pandemic. They cause another pandemic, maybe. Who knows? Fauci is no longer part of the U.S. government, so he could pretty much go and do whatever the fuck he wants, right? Fauci can go get hired by the CCP, work for Xi Jinping, end up in that same Wuhan P4 lab. And because now he has all of U.S., U.S.'s understanding of, I mean, that guy's dangerous. Fauci is still dangerous. If people think that, oh, because Fauci resigned, that, oh, everything's better, he doesn't have any control in anything, you better think again. He is very, very, very knowledgeable. He is probably going to be held to a knife and forced to create some more shit. I'm willing to bet it. And it's the only way. I mean, it's the only thing I could think of that would happen if it goes that route. And he'll be the cause of it. But I think this is the end of I think this is the end of America. I truly do, and I'm scared for everybody. And whoever listens to this, if you wouldn't mind, I'm not going to ask anybody to like and subscribe to my channel, but if you wouldn't mind, if you listen to this and it made any sense to you, please share it to somebody who you think needs to hear this stuff. Because there's a lot of people that, if you agree with my opinion on what I think is occurring, right? I wrote down a lot of notes and none of it was quotes unless I said quote, right? Which I don't know if I did, but... Trump said on Truth Social, right? I think I missed this. Oh, yeah, I didn't even talk about this, did I? So Trump said on Truth Social, we'll end with this. Trump said on Truth Social, the Chinese would never have floated the blimp. And he called it a blimp because it can be controlled. And then he air quoted in parentheses balloon over the United States if I were president, with 3 exclamation points, right? I bet China feels strong, okay? And the reason why they're going to feel strong is because, when they could buy our homes, they could buy our land, they could buy our farms, they could buy our military academies, they could buy our politicians. Taiwan's in big trouble. Japan, South Korea, those U.S. military bases, outposts, embassies, they're all in danger. Pay attention to the food prices, the fuel prices, and the energy prices as they skyrocket. That's going to be your biggest telltale on when you think they're going to get ready. This is when I think they're going to get ready to pull the trigger, because they're going to put us right back in a position to where we can't afford to really do anything, to where we become frozen, and that when we're crippled, we're financially crippled, and when we're financially crippled, we'll start to do things like sell off our shit. And if we don't have any money and we're fighting to get money, then we're worried about everything other than what's happening outside of our waters. That, I think, is when they're going to pull the trigger. I think that's when they're going to do it. And they're going to do it by means of low altitude, or not even low altitude, stratospheric altitude, being up in space that high. And making attacks from way up there. Maybe float another balloon that can drop drones. Who knows? Maybe they already dropped the drones. Would be nice if there were some people that just kind of followed it and had a camera on it 24/7 as it went around the United States. That'd have been perfect. Willing to bet we had a drone on it, though, up in the sky. I'm going to pray, America, and I'm going to get ready myself, and I suspect that y'all should get ready yourselves as well. You need to get stock up on some ammo, because I have a feeling we're going to be fighting for our country by ourselves. Thank you for watching, or excuse me, listening, and again, if any of this is anything that makes sense to you, and you think that this is something that you've been trying to say to somebody else, and this aligns with your thoughts and opinions of what's going on in the world, which I wouldn't assume I'm that far off, because anybody with any kind of level of common sense or understanding or military background is probably thinking the same thing. Thank you again. This is James with the JBP Show. Good night.